Terry Savage is the money lady. Her website is terrysavage.com. She's the syndicated financial columnist who joins us Wednesdays on WGN. And Terry is here to champion the fact that the inflation rate has not gone up as much as we thought. Go ahead, Terry.
No, I mean, the markets relaxed a bit this morning, but so much is going on, John. I mean, what the fact that inflation has not showed up yet is because the tariffs haven't really impacted us yet. But if you can keep, it's like watching a ping pong game about, with a three-dimensional ping pong game now that Europe's involved, all kinds of retaliation as well as tariffs not only make the market uncertain, but I would guess almost certainly add to the inflation rate in the months ahead as these tariffs go into effect, and many of them are now, whether it's steel or whether that's the president's promise today that cars imported from Europe. So that's going to hit the inflation rate, and the market doesn't like it. Today is the day, especially unless you're a professional trader, you don't look at the headline numbers every other hour, because they're bouncing back and forth. The techs that were out of favor are back in favor, moving the NASDAQ up. But the industrials and consumer stocks and banks and airlines is a recognition that the economy will be hit hard by increased prices on a lot of stuff in the weeks and months ahead.
So the president said today, though, he's chatting right now with the Irish prime minister, and as the president likes to do, he's taking questions, not for the Irish prime minister, but just at length, he's holding court once again. And he did say a moment ago that he has the right to change his mind about the amount that a tariff is. And I say that to say, just stop breathing or continue to breathe. But let me finish this thought. And that is that I said yesterday, and I still think maybe this would all be best done behind closed doors. We don't need to watch them make the sausage. If you need to negotiate up or down 25, 50, electricity, cars, do all of that. But when you do it in front of everybody, it causes such ill ease, people panic.
If this is your definition of negotiating, looks to me like picking fights in the schoolyard. It doesn't reflect respect on the United States, which has built up global trading relationships and global a sense of respect for our country, to be so haphazard about things that are so important, not only to American consumers, but to jobs around the world, to political relationships around the world. If you want to call that a criticism, it absolutely is. I try to focus on personal finance. I've got something later for you to worry about even more, the latest news on Social Security. But I personally can't keep track of the comings and goings of tariffs, and the market doesn't like it one bit. Smart money is moving.
I thought about you on that Social Security thing. I think I know what you're going to talk about. Give me the headline on that, and then we'll pause and come back and answer questions, too. But what's your concern about Social Security?
The headline is OMG, the low-level bureaucrat who was put in as the new acting head of Social Security until a new commissioner is named, has said going forward, remember that deal? Remember when we had O'Malley on the commissioner who said, yes, we can't take people's checks away. We'll just reduce them by 10% to collect.
This is for people who got overpaid. Keep going.
Those clawbacks that were the subject of Social Security horror stories, all of a sudden, in the future, not for people who already negotiated a 10% reduction, but in the future, if they decide that they clawed back money from, they overpaid you, they will now take your full check, 100%. We're going to have seniors calling in saying, I need this to live on to pay my rent, and I didn't get my check in March or April. And there's more details to that, so my smoke is coming out my ears.
Terry Savage is here. She's the money lady, terrysavage.com, syndicated financial columnist. What are you thinking about now, Terry?
All right. I want to make this story about Social Security very clear. As I said, smoke's coming out of my ears. You remember a year and a half ago when I wrote a series of columns because Social Security was clawing back $21 billion from recipients. They had miscalculated benefits. The vast majority of those overpayments were because they didn't realize that you were also collecting a teacher's or a police or fireman's benefit. And at that time, there was something called the windfall elimination provision. And so they had not really taken that into account. And literally millions of people received clawback notices. That led to the book, Social Security Horror Stories. We update that all the time at socialsecurityhorrorstories.com. I wrote the book with famed economist Larry Kotlikoff, and he and I are in constant contact. So about it must be 10 months ago, Martin O'Malley stepped in to become Social Security Commissioner, cited that 60 Minutes report that Larry and I were on, and said, we cannot be taking 100% of older people's checks to repay our own mistakes. So I will decree, and that he did through the regulations of Social Security, which say if it would be harmful or antithetical to the meaning of Social Security, basically.
Yeah, really.
I will decree we'll only take 10%, reduce their checks by 10%. Now, here's the great irony. There's some good news at Social Security this last 2 weeks. Congress, at the end of last year, these subjects are interrelated, eliminated the windfall provision and said, no, you should get your full benefits, even if you get a teacher's or fireman's or a public service pension. And they decreed that the payback for those reductions would start in January of 2024. And so it took a while for
24
Social Security
or 25. 24, 20.
No, 2024.
Okay, keep
was
going.
To be the beginning of the calculation for, well, you shouldn't have had this reduction. So we have been talking in past couple of weeks about how people should be expecting a check for all of their 2025 benefits and the first month or two, 2024 benefits and the first month or two of 2025, and then get the full benefit check going forward. And lo and behold, all of you who out there who posted at terrysavage.com on Ask Terry and sent me emails, people are receiving checks, John, of $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. Someone told me they got nearly $12,000, that one-time catch-up, and Social Security future checks will be larger. They don't tell you exactly how much larger, but you wait to see the deposit because the windfall elimination provision is out. As the law was passed in December, they went back to January of 2024. Now, this was the same provision that Social Security was the basis of a vast majority of the clawbacks. Social Security 2 years ago put on their books $21 billion of accounts receivable due to overpayment mistakes they made because they, at the time, were supposed to be reducing checks for this windfall elimination.
Right.
So here we are. Going forward, there will be no more windfall elimination. Going back a year, you're going to get all that money that should have come to you in 2024. Many people have already signed up and agreed, okay, I'll deal with the 10%. I can live on 10%. And whatever, I'm going to bite my tongue about what I was going to call him. The guy who's in there temporarily said, look, that was not a federal law that said what's only going to be 10%. That was just a regulation. And if you'll read my column right now at terrysavage.com about Social Security, it explains the difference. Congress passed a law. So Social Security had to pay you back and make good on all your future checks without the windfall. But the deal for 10% only clawback came as a regulation decreed by then O'Malley, who I said I was number one fan club because he limited the clawbacks to only 10%. And this guy that's in there now said, I don't believe in that. He decreed it by a ruling. I'm undecreeing it. And in the future, they're still looking over those old clawbacks before 2024. And they're saying, yeah, we're going after you and we're going to take your whole Social Security check.
Let me read the quote. It's in your column. The new interim commissioner issued this press release, and you quoted, I'm reading from your newsletter, as of March 27th, today is the 12th? Yeah. So as of March 27th, he says, the agency will begin mailing notices about the new 100% withholding rate rather than the recent adjustment of 10%. The withholding rate change applies to new overpayments related to Social Security benefits. So I wonder what that means, Terry. That is
what it means. I mean, I asked carefully now. What it means is, among that $21 billion, some people contacted, so were already contacted by Social Security under Commissioner O'Malley's reign. And he said, he directed at the time, about 8 months ago, anybody who calls in will only get a 10% reduction in benefits. Now, they still have billions, and I mean billions of clawbacks that they were trying to collect before, and they are going to go through those that where there hasn't been an agreement made, and they're going to say, you owe, in many cases, remember our stories, our columns, the book, Social Security Horror Stories, see them at socialsecurityhorrorstories.com. They were like $37,000, $82,000, over $100,000. Some were disability claims that they debated.
But Terry, this makes it sound like that they aren't going to claw back the old money, but only new payments forward.
No.
Okay, but let me read this and then you can respond. It says,
I asked this, John.
All right.
I asked Social Security. Let's not confuse people. They are still looking back years and years to find people who, at that time, they overpaid, many of them for 4 or 5 or 7 years. And when they find that and they notify you, they will say you owe $62,000.
Yeah.
And your monthly Social Security check might be $1,712. If that's the fact, it could take you 5, 6 years of no Social Security to make up these overpayments that they...
Do you think this is going to happen? Do you actually think they're going to do this?
Well, you know, do you think the tariffs are going to happen? I mean, stuff is going on today that...
I don't know.
I would, you know, love to... Larry and I are so upset. We would love to figure out a way to say that there should be a class action suit of anybody who's clawed back now.
Yeah, I wonder if the attorney generals could speak to this. I don't know.
Let's see how it plays out after March 27th. I'm saying to you, do not be surprised, even though there is no longer a windfall elimination provision. Even though people are getting makeup checks for all of 2024,
yeah,
and in the future we'll get their full benefit checks, they say that they have the right to change the regulation that O'Malley put in, and that they look back on these accounts, and they're going to collect 100% by taking 100%
of the check. They say they're going to do that.
Well, let me tell you, they were doing it before we brought this to the attention of 60 Minutes.
I know, but this seems so stupid and so...
That's why smoke's coming out my ears.
And so inconsiderate that it's hard to imagine even this guy doing this. Hold on, Terry. A lot of talk on our show so far about Social Security and the clawbacks and maybe the complete 100% tax on Social Security benefits for people who did get that extra money so as to make the government whole. Terry, any other thoughts about that before we move on?
First of all, we're going to talk a lot about this in the next 2 weeks. Number one, let's not call it a tax. It's just a clawback of their mistaken overpayments in years gone by.
Yep.
Number two, this is happening at a time when Social Security is dramatically cutting its employee staff, which I knew was already at an all-time low when this whole mess started. So it's going to be very difficult to deal with them. Number three, I don't know if there's anything that can be done, but I think the power of seniors who are treated unfairly would be a good one, a good start. So when these emails start coming from Social Security saying, hey, we looked at it, and in 2013, 14, 15, and 16, we forgot to deduct the WEP that no longer exists going forward. So you owe us this much, and we are going to now stop your benefit checks till that's repaid. When that happens, will you go to terrysavage.com, go to the Ask Terry blog, just put your name and the amount that they are planning to withhold and what your current benefit is, and then your contact information. No, I'm not going to post that and publish that on my blog. But I am going to go back to 60 Minutes. In fact, they called us last week. I think they'll do something this Sunday night, an update on our story from a year and a half ago. Hmm. And I want to collect some seniors who are outraged if they lose all their benefits.
Oh, that's interesting. So, you know, I was thinking too, though, Terry, alert the media, alert your Congress. I think that you need to, you, the listener, who is worried about this should not only call your congressman, but you should find the nearest Republican lawmaker near you, because they're the ones that have the president's ear. They're the ones that have the most to lose, by the way. They're the ones that should be responding. They're the ones that have leverage. They've got votes. So if you really are worried about this, don't just sit there and fret. You've got to get online. You've got to get a phone number. You've got to send an email or a text message to these people. They need to hear you.
Yeah, well, believe me, I'm just so disappointed. I've considered this a tremendous accomplishment.
Right, but Terry, it still is an accomplishment. And here's the thing: I think you are missing that it hasn't happened yet. And I'm not persuaded, despite all you've said, or in fact, this acting commissioner of Social Security has said, I'm not persuaded that it'll happen. Maybe it'll ping pong back like tariff talk.
I am absolutely, John. This is different. This is not the president threatening to make a deal. This is someone who has been given power and taken it. I saw his name once. It's so irrelevant. There's supposed to be a new Social Security commissioner confirmed by Congress. It was supposed to be the past chairman of a great company called Fiserv, a great financial technology company. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I know people who know him well. Then there was a rumor that he was stepping down. The latest I've heard, and I've tried to track it, is that, oh, no, he's still in the running to be new Social Security commissioner. We need someone there with a sense of civic duty and public responsibility to the millions of retirees. Look, Social Security, I want to say this and we'll go on to other things.
Okay.
Social Security absolutely has other problems in financing. We need to deal with things that are happening down the road. We should be dealing with them today. But two, now that the WEP especially has been disallowed, to go back to when it wasn't collected by Social Security, when it wasn't deducted years ago because they never looked at the 1099s and said, oh, yes, Mrs. Jones got a teacher's pension of $312 a month. We should have reduced her Social Security check. So they paid you. Now they're going back and figuring that out. It was one thing when they'd say, okay, you could pay us back in the future. We'll deduct 10% for the rest of your life, practically. Now they're going to say, we're going to take all of your check until this $32,000, $41,000, $712, whatever it is. We're going to just take your full check. I believe, John, that they are going to do that. And I have talked to my contacts at Social Security who say, look, that wasn't a law passed by Congress. This was just a ruling by a previous commissioner.
Terry,
we're going to do it.
I hope that you're wrong. You are usually right. Here's some other questions. Terry,
okay.
I believe these tariffs and talking points are to drive the market down on purpose to create buying opportunities in the stock market. What are Terry's thoughts? A friend of mine told me this conspiracy theory that this is manipulating the market for savvy investors who have inside information to go in, buy stocks, and then everything will be better soon. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I never believe conspiracy theories. I believe stupidity. I believe people actually believe. I really do believe that there are a lot of people, that all the people that matter now are of the same belief, which is we can break things, we can mess things up, and in the end, we're going. I believe that they who are promulgating this whole tariffs, taxes, et cetera, believe that they know that it's going to cause some pain. They've acknowledged it. The president acknowledged it
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
Yep.
The Treasury Secretary, when asked last Friday, well, you know, Trump always watches the market, doesn't he? So he'll certainly, you know, take his foot off this pedal as soon as he realizes the market's going down, said, no, we're not watching the markets. We're watching the economy. They are true believers that they will mess things up now or break things, cause pain, whatever euphemism you want to put, and that we will come out the other end with a stronger manufacturing economy with better jobs.
Right.
I think they may have miscalculated the amount of pain because, you know, I don't care if Elon Musk loses $150 billion one day. It doesn't mean he's not going out to dinner. But when you have retirees looking at their IRA rollover accounts on which they have to take out money to live, that makes a big difference in their lifestyle. So I, to be charitable, I'd like to say that even if your goals are worthwhile to build a stronger economy based on good manufacturing jobs, I'm not sure they've correctly calculated the pain that some of these actions, whether they be tariffs or market reactions or international, I mean, do you know that I never knew that the electricity, most of the electricity used in Minnesota, in Michigan and New York, comes from Ontario Power Generation.
I learned that this week, yeah.
Yeah, and Doug Ford, the premier there, I've been told by friends, is kind of as outrageous a guy as President Trump is in that regard. And he did, at first he was going to put a 25% tariff on it, the energy that's needed. And then he got so mad when the president said 50% tariffs, he said, okay, I'm just going to turn off the switches.
Yeah.
There'll be no electricity, lights out.
All right, hold on.
So this is a game that is going to have devastating consequences to ordinary people. And those are the people I talk to. That's why I'm telling you to be careful about your investments. And I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but I think there's been a giant miscalculation about the kind of pain that will be inflicted on American consumers. Car tariffs, steel tariffs, all of this stuff, you will see prices increase down the road.
All right, stay there, Terry Savage. Terry Savage, 312-981-7200. This listener says, I'm one of the windfall Social Security recipients. I did receive on March 5th a several $1,000 deposit in my account from Social Security. And assuming this is the one-year back pay that windfall recipients were to get when President Biden signed that deal. However, I then received my normal check, the very reduced amount, a week later, indicates that the mechanism is not in place to continue with the correct amount that I am supposed to get. Since the bill was signed, do you have any idea what's going on with this? Terry, if you can respond to that after we check some business and we start with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A lunch spot popular in Chicago's Loop is expanding. Cranes reports Fair is working on plans to open 5 new locations in the coming year. The eatery had a successful round of funding and a sign of recovery for the city's lunch scene. Eateries have been struggling since COVID and because of the remote work trend. Fair plans to open new locations in the Loop, Lincoln Park, and in Oak Park. Fair already has 3 Loop locations and 1 in Streeterville. If all goes well, it will open 10 additional locations next year and double the location count the following year. A new plan is circulating in Springfield to provide property tax relief in Illinois. The bill would exempt homeowners from paying real estate taxes if they've continuously owned and occupied their primary residence for 30 years. The measure is sponsored by Republican Downstate Senator Neil Anderson. The bill has 4 co-sponsors who are also Downstate Republicans. Anderson says the state has notoriously high property taxes and homeowners need relief. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Steve Alexander has the day off. The Business of Food Report is sponsored by Chevy Silverado. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out at ChevyDriveChicago.com. And with that report, here's WGN's Aaron McElroy.
This is Farmer Jeff's second trek down to the greenhouse with students bussed in this morning.
I'm Jeff Miller. I'm known as the farmer, yep.
Jeff and his wife, Jen, ran this farm for 19 years before Jeff became the first agriculture teacher in District 127's history.
Can you get it? Try to twist it a little bit. We teach everything from animal welfare and animal care to planting seeds, harvesting techniques. Take this one. Got it? There you go. When they can see like their work come to fruition, like next week we'll harvest stuff that they seeded earlier in the semester. And when they can see that go all the way from the start to the end, they do, you can see a sense of pride when they pick it up.
Going around and like seeing the environment of like where fruit actually comes from is really exciting.
Jillian and her culinary classmates are here to gather today's ingredients right off the vine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like especially knowing where it comes from, like, I don't know, it makes me feel better.
Jeff and Jen have noticed pretty much everyone feels better working in this outdoor classroom.
Next time when you cut it, go a little lower. See how it kind of opens up.
It's really a way to be one with like the earth and stuff like that and kind of get to just get a breath of fresh air.
That first time working in the soil can be a squeamish one for some.
A lot of kids are like, oh my gosh, bugs or dirt or, you know, and they're a little bit afraid.
It's a really unique experience to be on a farm.
Planting seeds and possibilities for the next generation. Enzo Carrion says taking Farmer Jeff's Engineering a Sustainable Future class has changed his entire outlook on the food system.
Planting, what kind of seeds, what kind of processes there are to like growing these things and harvesting them.
So that's probably 60 or 70 heads of lettuce.
Seeing kids have new connections and new experiences that they didn't have before, and how that's broadening their horizons in all kinds of ways.
So some kids gravitate towards animals, some towards veggies, some towards the soil. So there's a lot of different interests that we can help to foster here at the farm.
An old trade sprouting new interest for hundreds of District 127 students who couldn't be more proud of the things they've harvested on the farm down the road.
Terry Savage, I've got about 2.5 minutes, and I know you have had a hard day with us today. You feel very strongly about this, and I understand why.
Quick update in 30 seconds, just in from CNBC. A bunch of senators have called on the fact that Frank Bisignano, the gentleman I referred to, the former CEO of Fiserv, a payments technology firm, the finest, is going to be undergoing these congressional hearings at confirmation as new commissioner of Social Security later this month. If that happens to coincide with notices of 100% clawbacks coming out, you can believe it will be explosive, and you can believe that will be a great time for seniors to lodge a protest. So I think this will all come to a head later this month.
And does that give you hope? You do like this guy, right?
He's a terrific CEO. It's been a great company. And I think that the timing of his hearing with the possibility of 100% clawbacks will make for some explosive news, and we'll be covering it.
Anything else you want to make sure we hear today, Terry?
Yeah, I want to reassure people again. A lot of people concerned. You asked me, do you think this will happen? I think the Social Security 100% clawback will happen unless there's a big development later this month. The tariffs already seem to be happening and not happening. It's instilled a lot of fear. But I don't want you to fear for your bank savings accounts, FDIC insurance. That's safe. Treasury bills, we're not letting the U.S. government default. Even out of a desire to do something different, that will be a top priority to keep the dollar intact, the U.S. government IOUs paid, and your money in the bank safe. So chicken money is safe. Just make sure you have enough of it in case you or someone in your family is impacted by all the things that are about to roil through the economy these days.
Three quick text messages. Terry's speaking the truth today on WGN. Listen to her. The wealthy running our government do not care about the middle class. The next text says, I can't understand what Terry Savage is saying. If people were overpaid on Social Security, why shouldn't they repay?
If it were your mother. And by the way, I remember the statistics, over 50% of the people who receive Social Security checks rely on that for at least 90% of their retirement income. I think a sense of mercy and fairness would say government made a mistake. Government is not going to destroy you by taking away your entire check. We'll let you pay it out over your lifetime in a reduction. It made much more sense to me than the idea that everybody should pay who was overpaid through no fault of their own. They didn't calculate the benefits. You call Social Security. They're the ones that tell you. They didn't look into the fact that you were getting a pension.
And the plan isn't that you don't repay. It's that you repay in 10% increments of your check. What's the sense of taking 100% of somebody's income? Now they don't have money for eggs, and they can't afford eggs anyway.
And there won't be Medicaid for them because there. Oh, my gosh. You know, think of all the programs that are going to be cut, because that's the only place
right.
to cut the
and
budget. That's another week's story.
With regard to DOGE and what they're doing, it's like when you break a couple of eggs in order to make an omelet. The outcome is better than what you had. The outcome is better than what you had, says this listener.
And a lot of people believe it, but it's not their egg that's being broken. Their nest egg.
That's Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. Let's visit next week, Terry.
Absolutely.